Before we start today's Shiur Tanya to the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, which is on page 588 in chapter 41, Perek Mem Aleph of Tanya, in the Lessons in Tanya, just to take a glance backwards where we're up to and what the Rebbe is explaining. After having shown how the important and significant thing in bringing godliness into the world is the act of the mitzvah, more so than the kavana. And that's why the act of the mitzvah is a mitzvah even where there isn't kavana, whereas kavana without a mitzvah is not a mitzvah at all, is nothing. The Rebbe then explains what is the function of kavana. There's a statement that a mitzvah without kavana is like a body without a soul. So obviously the kavana is an important part of the mitzvah, if not the essential part, but an important part. What is the function of the mitzvah, of the kavana, and how does that enhance the mitzvah? So the Rebbe explains, basically, to sum it up, that in the doing of the mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah itself is pure godliness. But the person who's doing it is a physical human being, physical body, an animal soul, a physical mind and heart. And that, although it can't conceal the godliness of the mitzvah in the same way that creation conceals the godliness within itself because of its klipa, because of its shell, yet to some degree it does limit the mitzvah, it does interfere with the mitzvah in terms of its revelation, in terms of how revealed the mitzvah is and how visible it is. For this, the kavana comes along to refine the keli with which we do the mitzvah, that the person becomes more refined, more bitteldik, and in that bittel, in that kavana, he makes the keli, the person, the body, the animal soul, with which he does the mitzvah, he makes them more edel so that they don't interfere or block or conceal the godliness of the mitzvah. So that in making a dira betachtenim, we might say that the act of the mitzvah itself, that's the house. That's the dira. But the dira can be dark, or the dira can be light. It can be visible, or it can be invisible in its darkness. For this, you have the kavana. The kavana makes the person edler so that he doesn't interfere with the mitzvah. Now, in this kavana, there is a kavana of ahava, and there's a kavana of yira. Doing the mitzvah because you want to cleave to God, or doing the mitzvah out of bittul to God, out of fear. So the Rebbe says, in the beginning of Perek Mem Aleph, that ahava alone is not enough. You have to have yira as well. And the explanation comes here in Perek Mem Aleph. Masha'ein kein, which is not the case. He says before that if a person brings upon himself a fear of God, then when he does the mitzvah that he is about to do, then he is serving God with an aveda. It's a true service because it is similar to the service of an eved to his master. Whereas if he is learning and doing the mitzvah without any fear, only with love alone, the love motivates him to do the mitzvah because he wants to cleave to God through the mitzvah and through the study of Torah, then then it is not called the service of a servant. It's not aveda. The Torah says, so we see that there's a need for aveda, that the act of the mitzvah should be an aveda. And what makes it an aveda? The fear with which it is done, the bittul with which it is done. Whereas if it's done out of ahava and a desire to cleave to God, then it's not called aveda. Ukameshikosa bezeir pashas bahal, kahai tuzo, similar to the ox. The yovin ole il bekadmiso, that the first thing we do is you put a yoke on it. Begin the afka mine tavla almo, in order that eventually some benefit or some good will come to the world. The ox is harnessed, is yoked, and then he becomes useful and productive to the world. He plows and he transports things for a human being, making the world a better place for the human being. In the same way, the human being, the Jew, needs, he first has to accept the yoke of heaven, and then he can become productive. The and the Zayah says that if this is not to be found in him, if he is lacking this yiza, this bittul, leisharya bekdusha, then holiness does not rest in him. So we see that there needs to be not so much a love for God as the humble acceptance of the yoke, which is more an element of fear than of love. And in the Raya Mehemna, he says that Shekol Odom Tzarech Lihiyez B'Shtei B'Chinis U'Madregeis, that a person has to serve God on two levels, on two categories. Ve'hein B'Chinas Eved U'B'Chinas Ben. The two categories which every person should have, should personify, is the category, the Aveda of an Eved, and the Aveda of a son. The way a son serves his father, and the way a servant serves his master. And that's basically Ava and Yira. The Av, the Yesh Ben, Shehu Gam Kein Eved, and although we can find the son who is also a servant, there's a high Madrega, where in the love itself there's an element of fear. In the son there's an element of Eved, but that's a high madrega, and to come to that madrega, to come to that level, is not possible. It's not possible without a higher level of fear. There are lower levels of fear, minimal fear, and then there's the higher level of fear. The higher level of fear is even higher than love. And in order to come to that level is a very difficult and very exceptional position, as is known to those who study Kabbalah. So what the Rebbe is saying is that with love alone, the mitzvah that you do, motivated by the love, does not constitute an aveda. Generally, the difference between ava and yira, although they are both human experiences, they're both human attributes, and in both cases the person is conscious of himself, but in love the self-consciousness is a much stronger and much more positive one. He is aware of himself and he likes himself because he feels complete, he feels full, and so he is full of himself and he is focused on himself, which makes the mitzvah a personal project, in a sense, rather than an aveda of serving somebody else. It's good for him. He feels good from it. Whereas fear, although he's also conscious of himself, but he is conscious of his smallness. He's conscious of his insignificance. And in that way, he removes himself. He nullifies himself. He becomes transparent. And the mitzvah that he does is for the Eibishter, it is for God, like an Eved serves his master and gains nothing for himself from it. He doesn't necessarily understand his master, he doesn't necessarily see the importance of this errand or of this project, and he does it without question. He does it even joyfully, but the joy comes from the transparency of self. It comes from the unburdening of self and the ability to turn himself outward and to devote himself and to respond to the Odin's wish, to the wish of his king or of his master. In the Hayyim Yeim for Yudalad Nisan, the Rebbe writes that the Beis Rabbeinu Noyagim Shaloi Lases Es Harav L'Mersha, in selling the Chametz, the custom has been in the Rebbe's family not to designate the Rav as an agent empowered to sell the chametz to the non-Jew. he's not merely a middleman. Elolim kerleyes hachametz ubeorav kablon. Rather, the custom is to sell the chametz to the rav, so that it is now his. Then he turns around and sells it to non-Jew. And also, if there is a third party who acts as the guarantor for the payment of the chametz. Ba'afias hashmuza erev Pesach achachatzeis, in the baking of the matzahs that were baked erev Pesach after midday, hoya amun nechach, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, would be present for that matzah baking. The emer gamken hallel, and he would also be saying the hallel during the baking. Vahoya mafsik gam be'emta pedik, and he would interrupt even in the middle of a pedik of the hallel, lehezeis b'hanegeya lahalisha afiyo chaygavna, in order to give instruction or to make to make observations concerning the kneading of the dough, the baking, etc.